was a fir tree who was not happy. It lived in a forest where all around it were tall pines and firs. And the little fir tree wanted to be like them. So it did not be happy with anything. Nothing. But when he watched noble trees fall to the ground get cut and dragged by horses out of the forest, the noble tree thought, what will become of them? What happened? The swallows did not know, but the stork thought they were used to make the masts of sailing ships. Oh, how I wish I were old enough to go to sea, said the fir tree. A short time before the next Christmas, the fir tree was the first to fall. It fell to the ground with only the conscience of only pain and faintness. Then the tree found itself floating under with several other trees in the courtyard of a house. It heard the man say, "We want only one, and this one is the prettiest." Then it was carried into a big room and placed on a large tub full of sand. The tub was covered with a cloth and placed on a rich carpet. How the tree trembled. What was going to happen to it now? Some young girls came, and the servants helped them to trim the tree with lovely ornaments. And at the top, they fastened the tree with a golden star made of gold tinsel. And, oh, it was truly beautiful. Then the doors were flung open and a group of children rushed in. Behind them came the older people. For a moment, the children stood silent with delight. And then they jumped for joy and snatched off one present after another. What are they doing? Thought the tree. What will happen next? The next morning, the servants came, took the tree and threw it on a floor corner where no daylight shone, and then they left it. What does this mean? Thought the tree. What will happen? So it leaned against the wall and thought. It is winter now in the forest, said the fir tree. The ground is hard and covered with snow. That is why the people haven't planted me yet. That is why I'm left under cover until spring comes. But won't it be also better in the forest where the hare run and jump over me too? But I didn't like it then. Oh, it is so lonely here. Squeak, squeak, said a little mouse, staring out of his hole. Oh, another one came and they both sniffed about the tree and crawled among the branches. It's very cold, said one of them. If only you could find a place to warm up, or air, old fir tree. I am not old, said the fir tree. There are many much older than I. So the fir tree told the mice all about its youth. How happy they said, how happy you have been. One morning, people came and threw the tree out onto the floor. Then the servants dragged it out to the garden, and they saw the daylight again. Now life is beginning again, thought the tree, rejoicing in the sunshine and fresh air. But he saw that he was placed in a yard which opened up to a garden where everything was delight. Now life is beginning again, thought the tree, stretching its branches. But alas, they were all withered and yellow and was lying in a corner among weeds and nettles. Then a boy came and pass, said the poor tree. If only I could have enjoyed myself while I could. But now it is too late. I mean, I wish I'd been left behind the dark carrot. Pass, said the poor tree. I wish I could only have enjoyed myself while I could. Now it is too late. Is it all past? And the boy came and chopped the tree into small pieces. They placed in a fire where the tree thought of some good thing. And then the tree was burned. Then the children played happily in the garden, and the youngest had worn the star that the tree had worn its happiest evening. The tree's life is past, and the story is past as well, too. The end.
And what's the moral of the story?
Always enjoy yourself while you can. Because if you don't, it might be ending up more worse than you thought.
Okay.
The end.